Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. Let me just get my notes up for this. I have basically just stopped doing a little bit of work I was doing for the 30 for 30 course, which, by the way, is looking very good. Genuinely, some of my absolute best work. I think this has played a big role in it. I've changed my environment a bit. So I've done two things. I've identified the time that I work best during the day, and I've made those hours like blocked out for writing this course. Like, I want it to be incredible. And then secondly, I'm in London at the moment. I was meant to leave this Airbnb / co-work living place almost like a week ago now, but I just keep extending. So I'm like, oh, I'm getting really good work done. And the other day I came back, it was like Friday night, come back from dinner, it was like 9:30. There was just someone, or there was like 3 or 4 people sitting in the co-work, and I was like, I mean, I don't want to work right now, that's fine. But it was just, I'm like, yes, this is the vibe. Like, I'm motivated here. I've got good energy here. So I thought I'd stay longer. Anyway, I also wanted to share something that I was just writing about, because it's part of the course, that a lot of coaches get wrong. And that is that they copy what bigger coaches are doing. And by bigger coaches, I often mean like, this is another side note, but what we deem to be bigger coaches because they have a bigger following. We don't actually know that they have a correlating bigger business, but like, let's assume that they do, right? So you're kind of copying someone who's got potentially 1,000 times more followers than you have. Now, their strategies will not work for you. And the reason is, if you have a small following, you need more specific and honestly like better, but I'm going to come on to the unique differences that need to come into your lead generation, but you need very different lead generation strategies than someone with a massive following. If you copy what they're doing, it's not going to work for you. Normally, these people have actually pretty shit lead generation when you look at it, which is why when you copy it, it doesn't work, right? But they have something that you don't have. And that's volume, right? What's that saying? If you throw enough shit at the wall, something's going to stick. It's essentially that. Now, you absolutely don't need to have a big following to have a big business. I've proved this numerous times with coaches on AFM and also with my own businesses. And you might think, well, but you've got a big following. Nowhere near as big. Like, I mean, there are people with 10 times my following and I have more coaching clients than they do, even though they're coaches, right? Like, you might have someone who's got like 800,000 followers. It is not important. It is not a distinguishing factor. So things like just putting a calorie calculator on your website or doing something lazy, like just join my email newsletter and you see these big accounts doing that. Yeah, it works because they have so many people, right? It works for others because they have the volume. It's a numbers game. Almost anything is going to work for them. Now, when you look at things like percentage conversion, it's usually pretty crap, right? Let's say that only one in every 10,000 followers buys, but you have 1 million followers. That's 100 people, right? That's a viable business, right? Depending on what you're selling. But if you don't have 10,000 followers and that's the percentage conversion, what, you have like 0.01 of a follower, like it's not going to work, right? Of a client. So the solution is you have to play a different game and you have to play to and accept your own constraints, which, to be honest, I think is like the key to a successful life and business, is accepting and playing to your own constraints. Constraints aren't a bad thing. They just mean that you have to do things differently. So the way that you interact with, create relationships with, give value to, and show competence as a coach to your audience needs to be different than how these bigger accounts are doing it. So in other words, your lead generation needs to be different. And this is exactly what I teach on 30 for 30. You don't need a big audience. And if you've not signed up for 30 for 30 yet, do not miss out, because I don't actually plan to run this again. And the sooner you learn this stuff, the sooner you can apply it and actually build your business. This is also something that you can use for the rest of your career. Like, have a little think about the compounding interest on that knowledge. Anyway, right. Here is how you work with your constraints. You need to get specific with who you help and how you help them. become the go-to expert for one specific problem, get so crystal clear on what that is and your unique ways of solving that problem. This also gives you the opportunity to genuinely become an expert, right? You know one thing very well. Be the go-to person for that one thing. I have more clients than people with 10 times my following because I am more focused with specific problems and I solve them in unique ways. And I know that that's not right for everyone. I don't try to be right for everyone. If you've ever put something like, I work with busy women in your bio, and then wondered why your DMs aren't just flooded with busy women asking for your advice, it's because that stuff doesn't work, right? Try this instead. One, know the problem that you solve. For example, that might be fat loss. Two, know the people that you want to help. That might be busy women. Now, you need to identify the problems that busy women have when trying to lose fat, right? Overarching problem, fat loss, who you want to help, busy women. Okay, what specifically do they struggle with? Now, get really specific with the examples and situations that you give that they will relate to, right? If you work with teachers, use examples using teachers. Are you tired after a long day looking after kids and then you have to come home and write a lesson plan? Like, be specific. Cannot emphasize that enough. Sometimes you might think, oh, if I give a specific teacher example, then I'm shutting off everyone else who's not a teacher. It doesn't work like that, right? People will resonate far more when you give details. And then create unique and novel solutions for them. The reason that they need to be unique and novel is because most people have tried stuff before, right? And it hasn't worked for them. And if yours just looks like the same shit that everyone else is doing, well then, why would they want to spend more money on that? And then you use the lead generation system that I teach on 30 for 30 to convert them. And you do this by giving them value, creating trust and authority, and essentially converting them into clients. If you want to see the exact system that I use, then go and join 30 for 30. And stop competing with people that have 1,000 times your followers. Use your small following to your advantage, right? Don't send a shitty weekly email and think that that's enough. By the way, side note, do start an email list if you're good at writing and you want to. But realize that you will need volume, you need skill, you need consistency, you need to learn your craft, and it's probably going to take months, if not years, to come to fruition. And that's fine. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying don't rely on it to drive your leads. You can do both. But the point is, like an email list, you're going to need volume, big volume, especially now that less and less people open emails. And then you start competing with people who do have volume. But what you don't want to do is compete with them. So you can do something different. You can stand out. You can be different. You can actually afford to be more personal because you don't have as many people to contact, right? Trust me, the reason that, like, for example, the reason that I use an email list, and I don't even have half the followers that a lot of people do, right? But the reason that I use it is because I can send emails en masse, right? If I want to send 10,000 people an email at once, I can do that at the click of a button. If I wanted to connect with 20 people, would I hell be sending them an email on MailChimp? Like, absolutely not. Half of it won't be delivered. Like, people don't really enjoy being connected with on email. I bet they've messaged you on Instagram or on WhatsApp or something else, and then you've taken them over to email because it's easier for you and it's easier for you to track your leads. Fine. But you're going to have a lower conversion rate. So when you've got lower numbers, you need to think about how people actually want to be contacted. What do you think the open rate is going to be if I send an email to 50 people versus if I DM 50 people where they've already contacted me on Instagram or on WhatsApp where they've already contacted me? By the way, this is rhetorical, but I've tried it. You get a way better open rate on WhatsApp or on email, on WhatsApp or on DM where they've already messaged you than you do on email. Every single time. And even if you think about your own behaviors, what are you more likely to reply to? Take home for today, stop using tactics that people with big followings use. Sometimes they're only using them because it's the only tactics that they can use, right? You're in a very different position if you don't have a million followers. that absolutely does not mean you can't build a very successful business, but you're just going to have to do it in a different way. Two things before I leave you. One, we have an AFM meetup. I say meetup, actual event. I'm really excited about the speakers that we have on this lineup, which I will be releasing shortly. But if you want to come, it is on the 20th of April in Manchester. I've only released it to AFM at the moment. There are, I think there will be about 40 tickets to go to people who are not on AFM. If you want one of those, message me Manchester on Instagram and I will send you the details to that. I'd love to see as many podcast listeners as possible. Everyone is absolutely welcome. You will leave with a ton of value and actionable actions to action in your business. And finally, if you have not signed up to 30 for 30 yet, and you want to have a systemized way of getting more clients, then make sure you sign up. The link is in the show notes, and there's also a link to WhatsApp me with any questions about anything that I've discussed today, about mentoring, about coming to Manchester, or about 30 for 30.